Welcome to Lock and Key Unlocked, a podcast about Lock and Key, the comic by Joe Hill and Gabriel Rodriguez, and the series on Netflix. Now, this is a special bonus episode of our podcast.
Trailer drop.
We have been talking through each volume of Lock and Key.
Yes.
At this point, we've only put up the first episode for Welcome to Lovecraft, but the trailer, the first trailer for the Netflix series has finally dropped online after, I think it's fair to say, like over a decade of waiting, essentially.
Technically, yes. From reading the initial comic, but also just hearing about this show or this property in development through several different crazy processes. And now we finally get to see a trailer for something that we're actually going to get to see on February 7th.
Yes, and the bigger part is that it's a finished trailer. Like,
yes.
There was the pilot that was filmed for Fox, was shown at San Diego Comic-Con. There was a editor that put together a trailer. It was an official trailer, so I think Fox could sell it or they could show it off to buyers
like
or something.
A sizzle
like
reel.
Yeah, sizzle reel. But
a
that
JT
was
sizzle
without
reel
effects or anything like that. So this is the first time we're fully getting to see a vision of Lock and Key. 10 episodes coming to Netflix on February 7th. And we just watched the trailer. It just dropped online. For the very first time. And I'm sure you all watched the trailer first. If not, go check it out at the official Lock and Key
account.
It's
only a couple minutes.
It's like 2.5 minutes long.
It's like 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
What could go wrong in 2.5 minutes?
And I'll tell you what. I'm just going to throw this out there. I thought it looked great. Like, I have watched that trailer a couple of times now in a row, and I'm pumped. Like, the music sounds good.
Music's great.
It looks fantastic. I'm very excited about it. I don't think we all agree, which is an interesting...
Let's see.
Why don't we go from me to Justin?
Great. Let's unlock each of our takes slowly over time.
And we are going to talk about... We should also mention that we should probably talk about, we're going to talk about like specific scenes in the trailer.
Yeah.
There might be things that I think could be construed as spoilers, potentially.
If you watch the trailer, we're only talking about trailer things.
Right, really. We're talking about trailer things. But I think we could touch on things in the book, because there's a lot of things that, like, obviously from a trailer are unexplained that but probably will be explained later in the show.
Yeah, I would
but
think
broad
so.
Broad strokes... Justin, your take.
I think this is great. I like just getting to see these moments played out, getting to see Key House in real life, quote unquote, super cool. Seeing the different choices they made that are going to deviate from the comic. You can't just bring a comic to life one-to-one.
And I'm not pointing any figures, some people would want them to just point a camera at some still comic book pages.
And just turn the pages on camera. No, that's what you do at home.
Yeah.
So they're going to make choices, because they're also editing and shortening. We're seeing a lot of the story here. I was actually surprised
that
this is season one, how much of the later elements from the comic book we see in this trailer.
Right. We could probably mention by this point we've pre-taped a couple of episodes. We've gone through the end of Crown of Shadows, and there's stuff from Crown of Shadows, definitely in that trailer.
A lot. And I do like, right out of the gate, the choice to give Bodhi like a sort of lightsaber sword instead of like a little flashlight. So cool.
Yeah.
Just
visually. We'll talk about the specifics in a second. Pete, right now...
Now, let's see. We have a third host of the show, obviously, Pete.
And I just want to... Can I visually describe Pete? Is that okay?
Yeah. I think that's
so
good.
So, Pete, where we're sitting back here in an office right now, Pete is... sitting on a chair, a rolling chair.
Mm-hmm.
He has been sitting normally up until the point we watched the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pete is currently covered in a puffy jacket.
Yep.
His head, I think, similar to a turtle, one might say.
Like, he's laid the jacket over him like he just went through something.
Traumatic.
Yes.
Something traumatic.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
like
his head has retreated inside of his shirt.
All right,
and he's gripping himself tightly.
All right, so...
Hold on. I just want to throw out a theory here. I want to throw out a theory here before you get into whatever crazy thing you're about to say. Is your problem with the trailer that Tyler isn't wearing his hat?
No. So,
okay. I'm surprised.
We love Lock and Key.
True.
Yes.
Lock and Key was a magical time. Like, we were just starting as a podcast. We found this amazing comic. It's a treasure to me. Like, this was... so well drawn, so well written, so artistic, so creative. And it wasn't until I saw this trailer that I realized how important certain things were to me. Now, yes, artistically, when you're going to take a property and bring it to television, you can make different choices. But I didn't realize how much I protected those choices until I watched a trailer that completely fucked those choices. So first off, you got Whispering Keys. What the fuck is that? Why would you do that?
Okay, well, can we stop and talk about that? Is that okay, Pete?
Sure.
Sure. So, like Justin was saying, they've clearly made some changes. As far as I remember, and please, anybody online, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Fox version was very faithful to the first volume, down to repeating some images. I think through various versions, what they've realized one of the things they need to do is they need to adapt it for television.
Yeah.
So one of the things that they've done, and this is a spoiler, potentially, but we find out down the road that the keys come from something called Whispering Iron. We won't say where that comes from, but clearly what they have done is created a way, rather than just being a treasure hunt to find the keys, where Bodhi's kind of like poking around in places, the Whispering Iron seems to be calling to them.
Well, let's see. That could also be just a trailer element that they added. It may not be true in the actual episode.
Right.
But I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see once we watch it, which we haven't done yet. So,
also, we're talking about casting, because like the characters that we know and love are now real people playing these characters.
Yeah.
And I thought Bodhi was great. I also really loved the Key House. I thought that was really amazing. But
can we talk about Bodhi for a second?
Sure.
Did you guys see It?
The movie It.
The movie It, not the book It in your local Walden
Book It, Bucks. That's how I got free personal pan pizzas when I was in elementary school.
Book It. Bodhi is played by Jackson Robert Scott, who was Georgie in It, in the raincoat. And he's an interesting choice. He's older than Bodhi.
Yeah.
But he does look great. Did you have a problem with him being older than Bodhi in the book?
No, it seemed like he really captured the essence of Bodhi really well.
And I like that. Like, it's so hard to, for a child actor to play a character as complicated and doing so much as Bodhi.
Bodhi
does a lot.
Right. And it probably helps that, Jackson Robert Scott worked with Andy Muschietti, who's one of the producers of this, and was, I believe, directed the Hulu pilot. He is the only actor that lasted from the Hulu version to this version. So they must have really liked what he was doing with Bodhi quite a bit.
Yeah.
Great.
Please keep going, Pete.
So Tyler in the comic is a little bit of a goon. He's got a bigger physique and has a certain presence on the comic page. Now, the Tyler that I saw was not the Tyler from the comic, so that pulled me out of it a little bit. Because
he's a little more of like a hipster Tyler, perhaps.
Yeah, which was completely different from the Tyler we know and love.
Yes, and I don't know what, we don't get a lot of the performance here, because it's just a trailer, so maybe they will still honor that version of the character, the sort of jock with a sensitive side kind of a guy, or a guy sort of playing a little broier than he actually is because he's going through shit. But I do think another way to translate that to a more modern audience is to have someone trying to be a little cooler or be more of a hipster than they actually are to try to like deal with the trauma that they're dealing with. So that could be what's happening.
Yeah. And he's played by Connor Jessup, by the way, who has been in a couple of things. I'm forgetting what specifically. He was in Falling Skies and American Crime, among other things. He looked good to me. Like, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like other than the hat, which I actually do kind of miss.
I bet we'll see the hat.
That's what the whole season.
Because he wore the hat the whole fucking time,
He doesn't wear the hat every moment.
I'll tell you what.
You take a hat off at night.
This is a ridiculous thing to throw out there, because they put a picture up a little while ago, I think in USA Today, of him and Kinsey, and he wasn't wearing the hat there either. It has to be a lighting thing. Like, it has to be, he can't walk around wearing a low brimmed hat.
I don't care
all the time,
if you got to spend an extra $1 million on the budget. Fucking get that hat in there.
CGI that hat. Yeah. I mean, I will
release the Pete cut.
I agree. Yeah, release the hat cut. I agree with you. It could be a lighting thing, especially since this is such a darkly lit everything. It seems like the show is. But also, there are a ton of characters in movie and TV shows that wear hats. You can shoot around a hat.
I've never seen it.
But that's also what
makes you ever seen Ashton Kutcher? A lot of TV shows often in a hat.
I don't know. In that 70s show? Has he done anything else since then?
I don't know.
He was in Best of Friends?
Yeah. Invested just, in just Uber? Invested in Uber. In
oh, yeah. That's. Did he wear a hat during his investment?
I think he did.
Okay.
He did.
I'd like to get back to talking about the trailer.
I don't think so.
So that also makes me worried because this is a darker version. And one of the things that I liked about Lock and Key is the fact that it has a lightness to it. It has a lot of hope and it has a lot of heart. And if you're going to do a darker take, if you're going to DC this, I'm a little fucking worried about that.
Well, I don't know if the actual take is darker.
Martha, your key is named Martha.
I think I think it feels a little bit horror-y in the trailer. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's the actual case. That feels like something you do for a trailer. I was talking about it's a little darker. It's just like a darker looking show. Like it's shot, and it's like than the comic specifically because it's shot at night. It's not like a comic.
Right, sure, yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if that's a tone.
Yeah, comics are usually shot during the day. That's what
that's 100% right.
Yeah,
okay.
If that's a tonal choice, that's a little different from the comic, which I'm worried about. I am going to watch the shit out of this, but I also was hoping that I would be more excited than I was instead of I'm nitpicking like, oh, that's different. Oh, why is that different? Oh, what the fuck? He doesn't have a fleshlight. It's a lightsaber. That pulled me out.
I love that choice.
I love that choice. But you said fleshlight, though, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So
we all heard it.
I don't want to be
we'll
that
roll
guy.
Back the tape and play it a couple of times and then slower so everybody can analyze
I don't
it.
Want to be the guy who's like, you know, Glavin, this is different from the fucking comic. But when
I'm sorry I say Glavin all the time, all right? Stop picking on me, you bully.
Is anyone who's going to Glavin, it's out.
It's just something, when you love something so much,
set
and then
free.
It's in somebody else's hands, it can be tough.
That's the expression, I think. Justin's.
That's what I said. If you love something, be upset about the translation from one medium to the other.
Yep.
I get what you're saying. Like, I understand something, especially something that is, that, like you said, you love so much.
Yeah.
And it's especially tragic that when this comes out on February 7th, the comic books fucking vanish.
Dude, don't fucking say that, man. The comic
is vanish and go back to a better dimension.
Netflix
that
definitely
it.
Has enough money to buy all of the comics and just burn them.
But now I'm worried about the fucking casting because, like, okay, if Tyler's different, who else is different, and where else are we going with this?
I thought Kinsey looked like Kinsey from the comics.
Kinsey looked great. So Kinsey, we can keep going through the cast. Yep. I think is Amelia Jones. I think this is the first thing that she's really done.
But
other
also,
than, of
Kinsey
course,
was around, was not there when Bodhi first used. Like, he went through the door by himself, and Kinsey wasn't there. In the trailer, Kinsey's right there with
him.
Well,
this is a trailer. I mean, this is not, like, the entire show, which is 10 hours, right? So there might be some creative cutting going on there.
Like, if you took your comic books, and or if I took them and cut them up into pieces and strung them together in a different order...
Well, you would not live through
that
experience.
Which I will do. You will. It would just create a trailer of paper comics.
Don't
it wouldn't
me,
look, it
don't
wouldn't
make
look the same.
Tell your wife and kids that I murdered you.
You're going to then tell
I
them?
Would do
You're going
to
kill me and then tell them?
Yeah.
You're going to confess.
I have to be honest. I would say, listen, I killed your husband. He was out of line. You know how he gets. And he pushed me.
And they'll be like, yeah, you're right.
All right. He went too far. Let's keep going through the trailer, talk about the other stuff. Darby Stanchfield, who people probably know from Scandal, plays Needlelock. That was one that weirdly, visually threw me the most, even more than Tyler's hat, because she has this very straight red hair. And I watch Scandal, so I recognize her from Scandal. And I was like, oh, that's not Nina.
Oh, really? Because I saw her in the trailer, and I was like, oh, she looks good. She looks
right.
Yeah, she looks
I don't
for
think
the
she looks bad. I'm excited to see her because she's great.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look exactly like Nina. There's the other one that we get to see Layla de Oliveira as the lady in the well,
yeah,
a.k.a. Dodge.
Now, that was great because the way they handled the echo thing was really nice. You felt the spooky, eerie stuff.
Yes.
But then it seemed like she turned into a narrator, which... telling the kids.
She just, again, this is how trailers work. They take dialogue from one scene and loop it over another scene.
Right.
So I liked her. Like, visually, yeah. I think she looks like Dodge. She looks like the lady in the well. The stuff with Bodhi, like you were saying, yelling down the low, saying, are you my echo? Cut to black. Yes.
Yeah.
Terrifying in exactly the right way. Yeah. Absolutely good. Perfect.
The well looked like a well, which is very cool.
Yeah. Well, you hate wells.
Yeah, I'm very scared of wealth.
Yeah. No. What else? What else do you want to call out for the trailer?
There was some stuff that I don't quite remember where it fits into the story.
Sure.
And it definitely feels like later on in the comic story that we see here in the first season of this show, like they're opening what looks like the Omega door?
Yeah, it looks like they're opening the black door.
The black door. So, like, that's crazy.
Yes.
Some of the cave stuff feels like I would be surprised if we got to that.
Can I say one of the craziest things to me that felt the most accurate? The drowning caves look right.
Yeah, but yeah. The staircase down to them?
Yes.
Very.
That's insane.
It made me think, is this something that Joe Hill saw and then wrote yeah. in? Because it really is perfect. Yes. And if that's in place in real life, we got to go
Don't
there.
You
we yeah. got to go
no
there.
No way.
Yeah. The three no of us way. Go there and no. just look around.
No yeah. way, man.
Yeah, we're no, no, no. Go. You know what we could do? We could throw, like, a cool party there.
We could throw an awesome yeah. party. I'll cool. wear, like, a sort of tartan jacket.
Yeah. And oh, you know what would be fun? Like, throw, like, an adult prom.
Oh, that's a cool
idea. In the drowning
idea.
Caves. Pete, you want to come?
The prom caves.
You guys are assholes. Yeah,
I'll be, I have a shift at the hospital, but.
You can get Colin sick.
Yeah, I'll call
Of course, you work at a hospital, you get sick.
Yeah,
Dodge Zalman's here at the prom. Cool, right?
Dodge is also another character that, like, he constantly looks creepy in the comic books, and I want to see that in the show. Just having that figure, that person who's like, oh, that's clearly a bad guy, like, mixing it up with everybody and people not knowing, I think is such a cool aspect of the comic that I hope also happens.
Yeah. yeah. Any other visuals you want to call out before we start wrapping up here?
Well, I don't know who that dude was who was narrating at the end there or what character he was.
That's Rendell. That's Rendell Locke. Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
I will say, okay. He doesn't look like Rendell Locke.
No, he does not look
no,
like
Rendell Locke. No, and and that's the other thing, like, I feel like, to echo Pete's point, is Rendell and Tyler in the comics look so similar.
So much. Yeah, because especially that mom's got to have that moment when she mixes them up.
Yeah.
So if they don't fucking look alike, man.
But I also think there's something of, like, Tyler dealing with the fact that his father died and he feels responsible, and the fact that they look so much like he's in bringing yeah. his father's
legacy
next
forward.
Legacy, yeah. So I do think they look so different here, and he looks much older. Yeah, that to me is a little weird.
Yeah, I did. I mean, this is such a little thing, but there's a shot of Bodhi holding the head key, and that looks exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
The keys look
very
great.
Cool.
Keys
oh
look fantastic.
The doors, the locks.
The ghost key looked great. I couldn't believe we got to see probably the black door. There were, at the end, Crown of Shadows stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like, there was definitely shadows creeping
moving,
there.
Yeah.
And I really did, like, I love the idea of him having a toy lightsaber and chasing them around. That is a cool, great. Fun visual. And that, to me, gets very close to the tone that I think we want out of the show, which is this very Steven Spielberg-esque Amblin sort of thing, where, like, the kids are grabbing whatever they can to fight the monsters. So if the show does lean more into that than other things, I think that's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited by this trailer. I look forward to watching the entire series.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it all.
Are you? You're not going to stop, like, 5 minutes before the
end? Oh, I don't know, man.
Let us watch it first, and we'll tell you if you should watch it.
Okay, great. Yeah,
like give that. Us control.
Are you just going to? Are you going to? If they change things, which they're probably going to change things,
I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
You're going to lose your mind?
Yep.
That's how mediums work. Like, take a look at Watchmen. We recap Watchmen. They changed a lot of stuff there. They did something for a visual medium instead of still comic book medium, and it worked really well.
Yeah.
Period.
Convinced.
Not budging.
You convinced him. He's fully on board.
Oh, that's great.
They did a great job with Watchmen.
Look, he threw that coat off. He's got his head out of his shirt, and he's tap dancing on the side of the room.
Ha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha. This guy's ready to watch Lock and Key.
Yes. All right, folks, if you are excited about the trailer, if you're excited about the show, there's a bunch of things that we can probably plug. First of all, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater 7 Loft.
7 p.m., actually.
Ooh, 7 p.m., excuse me, at the People's Improv Theater Loft in New York. Come on by. We'll definitely chat with you about Lock and Key. Also, we do regular episodes of the show every single Friday. We're going to be recapping the comic book leading up to the series, at which point we will recap the series. And Pete will just be like a sobbing mess the entire time.
Oh my God.
Very excited.
Joyful
about that.
Sobs.
Socially, Lock and Key Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, you can subscribe and listen to the podcast on iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice. And please comment on iTunes in particular. It really helps us out a lot when you do that. And remember, until next time, keep it locked right here.
Yeah.